Avram Kwolnyon, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Juba, says he has not been paid his salary since March this year. Nyon says he is going through challenges of trying to feed his family.
The family will give pressure to their people who are teaching at the university because they will say, you are a professor, you are a senior lecturer at the University of Juba, and you cannot even afford a single food for your family. What kind of profession are you trying to venture in? And as a result of this, professors, lecturers, assistant lecturers at the university will get pressure from the community. And I think those are the number of the effects that will have. And when they have not settled mentally, it means they could not be able to reason well and prepare a good material that will be delivered to the students.
Another lecturer, Hamid Morgan, who teaches economics at the University of Juba, says salary delays could discourage lecturers and prompt them to quit the teaching profession.
Most lecturers have to hustle around and try to find their way to this. And this one actually may discourage people from the teaching profession, is what I know. Because some people of us, like us now, I think we have almost to get another profession. Even if it's easy, one cannot really fit in properly there. So we actually find other coping mechanisms. Professors have become perhaps business people, others are hustling left and right, and that is how they survive. But the situation is actually not good.
In the statement dated December 4th, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Juba, Professor John Akech, said the lecturers have not been paid salaries for the last 8 months. Akech appealed to the Minister of Higher Education to clear the arrears. A public university lecturer used to receive a salary equivalent to about $150 per month. But a recent salary structure for public university lecturers, approved by the Council of Ministers in July last year, increased lecturers' wages to 500,000 South Sudanese pounds, a technician hence over 100,000 South Sudanese pounds. Nyawir Mayen Achwil, the lecturer in the School of Journalism, Media and Communication Studies, says if lecturers are not paid on time, it will affect the quality of education at higher institutions of learning throughout South Sudan.
We are making our own ways of survival because you're renting, like for me personally, I'm renting in apartments. The government is not providing houses to lecturers. There were few spaces, and those few spaces are now occupied by even non-staff, and it is hard to remove them from those places. And so many of us, we are renting. And the second thing is like we don't even have transport. So you make your way to go to class and be lecturing. So all of this, in addition to personal or family responsibilities.
South Sudan has 5 public universities, which include the University of Juba, Dr. John Garang University of Science and Technology in Bor, Rumbek University, the University of Har El-Ghazal in Wau, and Afar Nile University in Malakal. This program was not able to reach the Ministry of Higher Education for explanation for the salary delays. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.